And now, Mr. Player Hater presents Raw Conversations. In this episode, he continues his conversation with comedian Ray Love. As they talk about Ray Love and his wife being swingers, Ray Love refusing to eat ass, plus more sexually related topics. Let's join the discussion.
All right, so let me, the students, if you don't mind, I have a segment that I call Raw Conversations, and this is where I talk about sexually related topics. I mean, like, no holds barred type shit. You comfortable with that?
Yeah, go right.
All right, straight. Now, you married, right?
Yes, sir. Been married for 6 years now.
All right, so as far as sex goes, are you into anal sex with your wife? I hate to ask you that since you're married. I'm like, see, if you were dating, this would be so much easier because then we get to talk about random chicks, but we talking about your number one and only chick, so try to bear with me with this shit.
Yeah, I don't mind. I blow her motherfucking back out. I rip her asshole right out the frame. If she up, you know, whenever she up for it, we go for it.
All right, and what about oral sex? You love doing it to her? Does she do it to you and enjoy it or what?
Oh, yeah, it's mutual, both of us. You know, we 69 experts.
So is that something you enjoy doing? You like a pussy-eating motherfucker or what?
Well, you know, from time to time, you know, it's the way I do it, in most cases, the way I do it is if I truly don't feel like fucking, you know, yeah, I'm going to eat the pussy real quick. She going to pop off, cool, fine and dandy. I'm going to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because I really didn't feel like, you know, stroking tonight. And I get tired sometimes. You know, working two jobs, like, you know what? Fuck it. I just eat the pussy. I'm good. I ain't got to do all this heavy sweating and breathing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, I'll wait. You know? And sometimes she feel the same way. She's like, you know what? I don't really feel like fucking. I just suck your dick. And it's like, yeah, well, shit. Get it popping. As long as I'm not, I don't give a damn.
You know, how you feel about your wife having some sort of sexual toys and shit like that?
Oh, shit, she got a gang of them. She got vibrators and little clitoris stimuli and all this crazy shit. She got so many damn toys. I think she's a fucking sex toy rep. She got a bunch of shit going on.
So you don't, obviously you don't mind her having toys and using them, stuff like that. Is that something you would participate in? Would you like use a vibrator or dildo or something on her?
I don't mind. I don't mind her having it. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind using them on them or whatnot. You know, it is as long as she busts her nut, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of trying to make her happy, and then when she's trying to make me happy, you know. Is what she does. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, like I said, it'd be times where I just don't even want her for, at all. And she's like, well, shit, well, go ahead, go to sleep. The next thing I know, I'm hearing what sounds like a damn blender going off, you know? And it's like, shit, ooh, goddamn. Then most of the time when she do pull some shit like that, it's like, well, shit, let me go ahead and get in this motherfucker while she got this damn dildo. And she fuck around and had the dildo in there, and I try to blow her back out while she got that muscle in there too. Stretch her ass right the fuck on out.
Yo, so are you into like pulling hair, choking, smacking, shit like that or what?
Oh, man, yeah, if that's what she wants, I will choke her out. And I think about all the shit she been fucked up on, or, you know, some crazy shit she done said, slap shit out of her and choke fuck out of her. Pull a goddamn head, man. I'll be deep into it. She be like, oh my god, you were really into it tonight, huh? Yeah, you damn right. God damn it. You burn up something else in this motherfucker, I'm about to punch your motherfucking lights out. I have her ass. Oh my god. She into that shit. You know, at first I really wasn't. I was like, look here, baby, I shouldn't have to, you know, beat your ass and you know, pull out a belt and whoop you and whips and all that shit. Yeah, I don't know about all that shit. And, you know, then an old hoe told me, you better make sure you make your woman happy because another man will. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So, baby, let me go ahead and tie your black ass up. I'm going to whip the shit out of you. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to put some marks all over your motherfucking ass. When we get done, I'm going to need you not to look at me funny because I'm about to fuck you up.
Yo, so when she sucks your dick, does she swallow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I try to blow her motherfucking tonsils out of her throat. Okay, I know a lot of guys talk a good game about, oh, man, I'm all down her throat. You know, I'm not really all down her throat. I'm happy if I'm landing on her tongue. I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? Just like I tell her, I tell motherfuckers, I ain't your mythical black man where you got a dick down to my ankles. No, I'm blessed enough to be able to just penetrate her. It is, shit, it makes me feel good. I tell her in a heartbeat, I got 3 solid inches hot. What you want to do, baby? I'm about to fuck your outer lips off, you know?
Yo, you ever had your kids walk, you know, while you were getting your dick sucked to fucking your wife or anything like that?
Yeah, man, my second youngest, she was like, what was she? I think she was like six or seven. And me and my wife, you know, she was in the, my daughter was in the room and shit. Me and my wife was out in the living room. We was just hanging out and, you know, doing our thing. And then, you know, one thing led to another. And I'm like, fuck this, we finna get it in. She in her sleep? Shit. So I'm getting my stroke game on, and next thing I hear, man, man. I'm like, oh, shit. I jump up. I'm running around, naked, dick swinging. I'm running in circles. My wife's like, what's up, baby? She's trying to hurry up and get it back in the room. Oh, man, that shit was damn crazy. And I learned you can't just fuck in the living room and your kids are asleep in the bedroom, because they will walk out and look for you.
Yo, so when was the last time, since you're back to performing comedy now, and we talked about groupies one time before, when was the last time you had to reject the groupie and let her know that you wouldn't fuck her because you were married?
I do it all the time. When I, like this show here that I just did, I didn't get to do it there. But before, man, I tell them in a heartbeat, look here, I'm married, so unless you plan on eating some pussy while I'm fucking you, it's not going to happen. Oh, it's your wife, right? Yeah, she likes pussy too. We have a pussy eating contest. And you can bring your ass over and be the winner, or you can go ahead and keep on stepping. It's your choice.
Oh, so yo, you think if you, I mean, I know you're partly joking, I guess, I don't know, but I'm going to ask anyway. Like, if you were to, you think your wife would be open to, like, bringing another chick, not necessarily a groupie chick, but bringing another chick in, and she would be down with the whole getting her pussy licked and maybe licking her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we've done that shit before. You know, she's down with it. The one thing that, you know, she's more concerned with outside of, you know, sexual status as far as STDs or whatnot is, how crazy is this bitch I'm bringing home? You know, she don't want to have to come home one day from work and this bitch sitting outside on the steps with all her shit, like, I'm moving in. No, crazy bitch, you not moving in. You know what I'm saying? There's only one queen in this motherfucker, and you ain't it, ho. Keep it pushing. That'd be her only, you know, gripe about it. She's like, I don't want none of these crazy bitches coming here thinking that they finna run shit and take over shit. And, you know, I mean, if they want to have some fun, yeah, we can go on here and bust a couple nuts and go on about our business. But, you know, other than that, no, I don't know. She don't even trip. The one thing that she'll do with a chick that's like on a first meet, something like that, she'll be like, well, let's get to know this bitch first. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't want to all of a sudden go to the doctor and they're like, oh, yeah, guess what? Now you got herpes. Or, oh, yeah, guess what? Now you got the clap. You know, so that's the one thing that she's definitely not trying to be a part of, which, you know, on a one-night stand type thing, we don't do that at all. You know what I'm saying? That's something that we literally have to know the person, you know what I'm saying, to actually get down like that. We don't, you know, just bring, I can't bring home a random chick. She can't bring home a random chick and be like, oh, yeah, I met Becky Sue on the corner of such and such, and she want to fuck. No, we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? We definitely have to either know that person, know their status, or at least, you know, trust them enough. Because, I mean, when it comes to eating pussy, that's just all open mouth, open pussy. You know, you gonna get some shit off of that. You know, I could easily slap a condom on and, you know what I'm saying, power stroke her ass and ain't got to worry about nothing except for maybe crabs. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, any of the fluid transmission shit, yeah, before we get into that, we gotta know the chick. It ain't, you know, just jump right into it. And that's where a lot of guys get it twisted. They want to bring home a chick, you know what I'm saying, and just bang her brains out. Okay, if you don't use the rubber to fuck her, but you don't eat the pussy raw, you might as well not use the rubber. You know, you done ate the motherfucking poison. Now, you might as well go ahead and get it on your dick. Yeah, you can definitely find me at RayLoveComedy@gmail.com. You can catch me on Twitter, Ray Love Comedy. You can catch me on Facebook with Ray Love Comedy. I'm all over the place. I'm actually on Instagram, Ray Love Comedy, too. So if you check that out, and I got some crazy-ass pics popped up there, you know why. Definitely, if you want to contact me, RayLoveComedy@gmail.com. We can set up dates and times and shows. We'll do all the particulars over the internet, over the phone, however you want to do it, email, but we can get it in. That's why I tell motherfuckers, I be like, look here, you know, I ain't eating the pussy. I tell a bitch in a heartbeat, I ain't eating the pussy. I'm cool on that. We can fuck. I got condoms all day. But eating that pussy, I'm cool on that. Bitch, I don't know what you do in your spare time. You can have some motherfucking lumps and bumps that don't come up. But every now and again, bitch, you take a Valtrex and you ain't gonna tell no goddamn body. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucking lip herpes shit is real. Motherfucker be like, oh, mouth herpes, that come, that everybody get those. No, nasty motherfuckers that eat nasty pussy get those. You know what I'm saying? I don't have mouth herpes. I don't have mouth sores. You know, that's some nasty shit. The motherfucker that you've been kissing, sucking some raunchy dick or some goddamn questionable pussy, you know, and now you got all that shit in your mouth. The one chick I know, she had a motherfucking sore on her lip. I'm like, God damn, what's wrong with you? Oh, it happens every time I get stressed out. Yeah, well, that pussy was stressed out too. Whatever you was eating and sucking on, bitch, because that motherfucker on your lip is mad at the world, you know? And then when I seen her daughter had one, I'm like, oh, no, you don't kiss your daughter with that mouth. Bitch, you need to start high-fiving your kids. You wrong for that shit.
There's this new, it ain't a new phenomenon, but I just found out that it's really, really popular. There's like a subculture. I don't know, maybe you eat ass, but there's a subculture of niggas who eat ass. I mean, like random chick ass, like eating pussy. You know, like you were talking about dudes who just go down and start eating some pussy. Niggas are licking ass like it's candy, man.
Yeah, they losing their rabbit ass mind now. They are literally eating ass by the handfuls. It's a trip because it's like, do you know what you put in your mouth on right now? It has all kind of fecal matter and nastiness, and you just gonna lick it up like it's chocolate candy. What the hell? Man, them nuts ain't re-edible, goddammit. That's corn that's been processed already. You don't need that in your mouth. Most motherfuckers, they don't get it. The eating ass thing, you know, somebody else, like I said, the old hoe I used to talk to, she would put me up on game. She was like, you know what, every now and again, you slip up and eat some ass, whether you want to or not. You're going to slip up and eat some ass. I'm like, I'm not going to slip up and eat no ass. That's just not something I plan on doing. And she was like, yeah, you're going to slip up and eat some ass. All it takes, if you long lick that motherfucker one time too many, you just had you a nice, big, healthy tongue full of ass. And I'm like, ew. And I thought about all the times that I long licked the bitch. It was like, damn, I might have ate some ass, you know, unintentionally. But these niggas nowadays is just mouth on asshole, like suction. Like, I don't know. My wife, she ain't asked me to, and I've told her many times I wouldn't, because I'm not eating no ass. That's like eating raw chitlins. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. Don't get me wrong, I've eaten chitlins before. But yeah, I'm not eating no ass. I'm not. You know, I don't care who it is. I don't give a damn if Beyonce say, you know what, if you eat my ass, I'll make you famous. I'll pay you such and such. Well, bitch, I won't be famous or paid. I'm not eating no ass. I'm sorry. I have shitty breath from that point on. I'm constantly talking shit. What the hell? I can't never speak in a public place because I'm going to feel that I need some toilet paper every time I goddamn talk. You know, it's bullshit.
You are listening to the most original, innovative, and progressive podcast in the country. You know, I'm the CEO and president of the Eat a Booty Gang, and like I say, our motto is lay down, baby, baby, lay down, we got you. And our theme for this year is ass backwards. Eat a booty mean is like, you know, I recently retired from eating pussy. You know, I don't eat pussy no more, so I suck pussy and I eat the booty. So it's just it's another level, you know what I'm saying? Another level. You know, we big dogging this shit. And you know the ladies, and I like the ladies to eat me out too. Shit, don't get it twisted. I don't have no complex.
Now, let's get back to the Player Hater Podcast.
Yo, so who's like a celebrity? You mentioned Beyonce. And you know, motherfuckers are fascinated and in love with Beyonce. She doesn't really do shit for me. But like,
yeah,
what celebrity like that is given permission by your wife? Who would you fuck?
Oh my God. I mean, Beyonce is not, she's not in my top 10, but a lot of people, you know, which is why I refer to her, a lot of people will say, oh, Beyonce's so goddamn fine. No. Me personally, it has to be, and I like, seasoned veterans. I like Janet Jackson. Oh my God, I'd blow her. Woo, me alone. Ooh, Jesus. I don't know about J Lo, a young J Lo, because you know a young J Lo was a good hoe. I liked it that. But the older J Lo, yeah, she's been ran through too many times. I don't know if I could do that. But my top one would have to be Janet Jackson. I would literally make JD mad at me because I would loosen up her cervix very well, and it'd be the best 3 inches and 3 minutes she's had in her life.
Now, would you look that ass?
With Janet Jackson, I might look around it. I might look the cheeks. I might focus on the cheek area. Maybe not go down that dark hallway, but I'd focus on the cheek area. I'd spit on it, make her think. Perhaps maybe kiss the butthole, but I wouldn't put my tongue up in there. I still couldn't eat ass with Janet Jackson. I would love to do some things to Janet Jackson, but eating her ass, I don't think I would enjoy eating her ass.
Now, could you put some ice cream or whatever sweet shit you like to eat? Could you put some of that on there and maybe lick it off her asshole?
You know, I might. That is adding in an extra step. That might be worth it. That might be something that I could do.
Yeah, put a slab of ribs and some barbecue sauce to put on.
Stuff a hot wing in that motherfucker.
So possibly Janet Jackson make some ass looking action only if you can put something that you want to eat between her butt cheeks.
Yeah. She can get that. She can get that. I could definitely do that with her. Everybody else. Fuck, definitely not Rihanna. Rihanna fuck around and have me on some voodoo shit. I don't know about Rihanna ass. That motherfucker is crazy. She's, yeah.
You wouldn't fuck her?
Oh, I'd fuck shit out of her. I wouldn't eat her ass, but I'd fuck shit out of her. I'd break her. What was she, Jamaican? Barbados? Oh, God. I'd let her ponder replay all over this shit. I tell her ass, ooh-wee, little small frame too. Oh, I'd try to blow her back out. I'd loosen up all her little lower vertebrae. I'd put her in traction.
All right, now, who, you know, thanks for letting me know who you would fuck and maybe even possibly look some ass on. Who wouldn't you fuck?
As far as in the industry?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna have to go with Paris Hilton. I'd be scared to fuck her. I'd be scared that I'd see my dick go in and out of her, and I'd fuck up her rib cage or something. Cause she's all of what, like 72 pounds. You know, I don't truly know if I could. I couldn't. Just she is something about her. She's too small. She looks like she's something's wrong with her. Like she got some type of deficiency of some sort. It's just she scares me, and I couldn't do nothing with her besides, you know, shake her hand, get an autograph, and leave her the hell where she at. I couldn't do nothing else with her.
Now, could you fuck let me see, what's her name, Miley Cyrus?
Miley? Yeah, I give Miley a go. Miley got some whore tendencies about her, and I like that. I like a chick with a little bit of a whore in her. You know what I'm saying? Paris Hilton has full-blown hooker. I don't like full-blown hookers. whore is good because you can turn a whore into a housewife. You know, she has a more localized place of where she's whoring at that point. And I can respect that. You know, I don't want my whores all out and about in different houses, then I got to go pick the bitches up. No, I want my whore to be centralized in one place, so that way I don't have to go everywhere looking for my whore. I can go one place, and I know she's there.
Now, could you fuck Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, man, I fuck Whoopi one good time. Oh, I'd fuck her one good time. She done put on some weight, too. She done got thicker than what she was. Oh, I'd fuck Whoopi so hard. She go from motherfucking, she go to a natural after I get through blowing out that motherfucker. Oh, Jesus.
All right, so let's close out on this. Hold on one second. I had to clear my throat. My throat is fucked up like I'm eating pussy this morning. Damn. All right, so yo, let me ask you this, man. How would you classify? Because you talked about you and your wife's relationship, you know, inviting other women in and shit like that. How would you classify your relationship with your wife? Are you swingers or what?
Well, before we got married, we were swingers. We talk about it every now and again now. But we have a real good relationship. There is literally nothing I can't talk to my wife about. We could be around each other 24/7. One of the jobs that I had during the 2 years that I was really working both jobs, she worked with me. So I've seen her at work. I've seen her at home. You know, we always have something to talk about. We're more of friends, which is why we get along with everything we do. Of course, you know, as a friend, we get mad at each other. We make up, you know what I'm saying? We talk to each other about everything. We come together as a unit, you know what I'm saying? We've come to a point to know that being married is also not just a relationship. It's a business. It's a partnership. We both have 50-50 say in what goes on and what we do. I can't just, you know, come home and say, oh, I bought a car with our money, shut the fuck up, you know, and she can't come home and say, oh, well, I bought all these clothes and purses, you can't say shit, shut the fuck up. You know, we have to have the agreement that, you know, hey, is, you know, I want to go get this, do we have enough in the budget for this? Or, hey, I was thinking about us taking a trip to here, can we afford that? You know what I'm saying? It's a 50-50 thing, a give and take. We're not selfish with each other. And like I say, since we're friends, you know, we talk about everything. There's things that my wife know about me that a lot of people don't know. And she's very thankful for that, because there's things about her I know that a lot of her friends don't know. You know, and then from there, you know, we work together with each other. We are definitely team players with each other. And like I say, before we got married, you know, we've known each other a total of 14 years. And, you know, before we got married, oh, we was, you know, we'd catch a chick and, you know, I'd be like, hey, baby, this is such and such. We're like, okay, and we meet her and they go out to eat or, you know, they get to talking and then, you know, we all chit-chat and get to know each other. And then before you know it, you know, we're doing something strange. So, and we made, you know, set boundaries, made rules about what we do if we were to have, you know, another female involved, no kissing, all that kind of crazy shit, you know, no feelings, we ain't really getting all deep off into it. We just basically, you know, having fun, and then when it's over for her, but it's continuing on for us.
All right, so inviting chicks in is something you guys have done even before you were married, I guess, and all that stuff. So what about dudes? Is that something you would be open to or not?
Yeah, we've done that too. We've had, you know, guys come over. We DP her because that's the type of thing she likes. You know, she's like one of the things she want to do, she want to have, you know, multiple guys, like orgy or whatnot. It's like, I'm cool with that. I ain't got no problem with that. If that's what you want to do, I'd rather you die happy, have done everything that you wanted to do in your life versus you not home one night. And I get a message from somebody like, man, your motherfucking wife is a freak, nigga. Oh, she had like 7 dicks in her. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, I don't have time for that. You know, I'd rather know what my wife's doing than like my homeboy. You know, he's not sure what his wife's doing and she's fucking motherfuckers left and right. You know, and I know this because me and my wife fucked her. But the point of the story is, You know what I'm saying? It's best. You know what I'm saying? That if that's what she wants, fine. You know, we had one guy. He was a regular guy. He was married. His wife really wasn't giving him, you know, no pussy. She was just basically convenient for, he was convenient for her as far as relationship, but she wasn't fucking him. So he was, you know, and he brought her over, and literally we was doing, like, you know, the couple swap thing, and she was not fucking with him. She literally was not fucking with him, you know, and he was like, he was telling me, see, this is the bullshit I go through, you know. So then we was like, all right, bet. So we stopped, you know, her from coming over. It would just be him. And then, you know, it was cool. You know, my wife was all into that crazy shit. And I'm like, yeah, girl, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes, damn it. I ain't going to stop this shit. I want to see you happy. And besides, if a motherfucker, you know, power stroking her, goddamn it, that means if she's screaming louder than what the fuck she normally do with me, I need to up my game. You know what I'm saying? It lets me know where I'm at. And she feel the same way. If I'm knocking a bitch back out and she just really going at it, she's like, well, wait a minute now. Then you weak stroking me, goddamn it. You was really laying pipe in this bitch. You know? So, yeah.